All right, a couple of this is education on display on parade across the country. A Florida man may lose his job and could go to jail after succumbing to some of the worst peer pressure in recent memory. His name, Gregory Lewis. This past Saturday, Greg went to the Walmart in Winter Haven to pick up bacon, frozen butterfly shrimp, and a couple of light bulbs. I think one of those things might be on Biggie's menu.
Butterfly shrimp?
Can't be breaded.
Okay. What was the other thing?
Bacon.
No. God, no.
Light bulbs?
Light bulbs.
Yeah, I mean, I got to be able to see. Yeah.
Okay. Only one thing can you buy, light bulbs.
Okay, got it. Greg had a secret that day, my friends. He was not going to pay for that bacon, butterfly shrimp, or the light bulbs.
Okay.
He went through the self-checkout and tried to, a term I learned recently, skip scan.
Is that?
He got caught. Store security saw Greg placing a bag of disposable foam plates, probably a $2, $2.99.
Yeah.
In between the other items and only paying for the plates. Mm-hmm. I guess he's kind of, you know, slide a couple of things across so that the plates get scanned, but not the bacon.
Remember, we had one of, recently, I think you in a DIM report had somebody that put a sticker like on their finger.
Yes.
And they would slide the items. It looked like they were sliding every item across.
They barcoded the hand.
The same thing over and over again, which was like a, you know, a lemon or something that, or the yogurt.
That was crazy.
That was.
Now, what the charge would have been roughly $37.
Okay.
Store security caught him. And pretty soon the cops were on the scene. And Greg said, Kelly, get your dipples ready. Get the Barry White ready. He said, man, I made a dumb mistake.
Oh, great.
I regret.
Oh, he's regretting. This is fantastic. Oh, yeah.
Apparently, Gregory said that he and some friends were sitting around talking about shoplifting. And Gregory said, I think I can do that.
Oh, this is fantastic. I love this. I'm titillated.
Oh, yeah.
So, for now, he's been charged with petty theft, and he has been placed on administrative leave from his job as a middle school principal.
Oh, what a mistake. What a terrible mistake.
2 months left in the school year.
One time, when I was about 23, I was in a grocery store with our friend Andrew, and I was buying a Granny Smith apple. One. I was having it the next day at work. And he goes, I dare you to steal that apple. And I said, okay. Challenge accepted, you know. And
did he have to make a chicken sound, or did you, were you up for it instantly?
At first,
I know how he can push your buttons.
At first, I said, no. And he was like, burk, burk, burk. He said, burk, burk, burk. And he was like, chicken, aisle four. So I was wearing a big, heavy winter coat. It was January. And I just slipped it into my pocket. That's right. I had a big parka on, and I slipped it into the pocket. Well, as we got, and we were paying for all the other items, but I had that apple in my pocket. And as we were getting close to there, I saw the guy who was standing at the register lean over to someone else in a suit and say, he's got a Granny Smith apple. So I very quietly,
cigarette carton.
That's right.
And the Diet Coke.
I reached it
out. I know how you guys shop.
That's right. We had cigarettes and Diet Coke and one Granny Smith apple. And I took out the Granny Smith apple and laid it properly in the buggy. And boy,
that'd get there.
I said, golly, and I made a big point to Andrew. I was like, man, I accidentally stopped.
I almost
it.
Walked out with
my
it.
Pocket. That could have been the end of my career right there. That could have been the very end of my. And then you and I would never have met, Biggie. All because of that Granny Smith apple. Look, you'd be thin.
That's true.
Sliding doors, baby.
That's right.
I was going to say, meanwhile, the real shoplifter's over there doing work.
Yeah.
Because they've taken the attention from the employees.
Stakes down the pants.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
They're staring at you like, hey, guys got an apple. Some other guys over there shoving everything down his pants. Good, they're distracted with that fool who just blatantly stole an apple.
Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, just walk out.
Trust me. We don't need to run. They're talking to the tall goomer.
Yeah. Did you put an apple in your jacket pocket? No, I did.
By accident.
I have sinned.
It was an accident. I learned my lesson. I never even faked it again.
Yeah.
I would never do it again. No.
And finally, here's some of the dirtiest sports dirt you may hear all year. Fans of Rio Rancho High School baseball, I think this is New Mexico, may have a little bit of extra time on their hands right about now because the entire team has been suspended. I think this is varsity baseball, has been suspended after a 16-year-old player who was on the junior varsity admitted he peed into the water cooler in the opposing dugout.
My God, man. Come on.
Rio Rancho hosted La Cueva High School on March the 25th, and at some point the visiting team heard rumors about somebody peeing into the water jug, so they reached out to the school district. They, in turn, reached out to the police, who tracked down the 16-year-old. And for whatever reason, he copped to it. He said, I did. I urinated in the cooler. And now he's facing 15 counts of battery because that's the team.
You're poisoning the other team. I mean, you're tainting their... But I'm sure he thought, okay, prank, whatever.
Of course.
I'm sure the seniors put him up to it
on
the varsity.
Probably.
You know, if you're one of us, you'll do it.
Well, and you're trying to impress. Even if they didn't, they're just trying to impress.
Yeah, I'll do anything for the team.
I'm funny. Yeah.
You want to throw the book at him or you want to give him a slap on the wrist?
I guess because I could see myself being talked into doing something dumb.
Look
like
what I
that.
Did with that apple. Look what I did with that apple.
Well, you weren't a teenager. No. You were a full-blown adult.
I was young. I'm in my 20s.
Your intent was to steal.
My intent was to steal.
At that point, your brain had developed enough to know not to steal, though.
It should have. Although my friend Juan, who just texted me, said that's the original asshole apple. That's what they call me, asshole apple. Because I bring an apple to the pickleball court. And one day I said, I'm having my apple. And he said, I thought you just said I'm an asshole. And I was like,
I'm an apple.
And
two things can be true.
All the other players were like, either fits. She's like, that's the origin story right there. Then I got a text for, you know, Martha, who works up in sales.
Yeah.
She's the fourth person to send me this article that says the dark money behind Duke basketball. Biggie sent it to me.
That's an interesting read.
I didn't read it and won't.
I figured not.
Why? He doesn't care.
I don't care. I looked at it.
I don't care.
When Biggie said it, I was like, I'm not reading this.
I could, you know, lay a big line on you and try to sound highfalutin.
Yeah. I'm not going to read it.
I'll just listen to Colin Cowherd and spew it out tomorrow.
Spew it out. That's all I'm going to do. I mean, I'm just going to assume Duke cheats and be done with it, you know?
And frankly, for me to send out anything that says read this should speak volumes to act and be interesting.
Me on it.
No.
I didn't figure Chris Dem would actually read it.
He said, right to me, he's like, interesting read here. And I was like, but delete.
Says you. You're barely literate.
Now I get it from Martha. I'm just like, nah. Not going to do it.
Yeah, but you'll lie to her later.
Yeah.
Did you read what I sent you? Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was interesting.
Oh, interesting.
And then I'll just, you know how, what an interesting article. Duke figures.
So Duke.